Good evening. Welcome to our services tonight at O'Neill. I hope you all are as excited about VBS as I know these kids are and the teachers are. Have done a lot of preparation for our VBS, as Brother Guy mentioned this morning. But we just want to say that if you have not been to the back, please go to the back and check out what the teachers have done. They've done an outstanding job. I know the kids are going to have a good week, and I know that us adults out here, we're going to have a good week of good sermons by good Christian men. In a world full of darkness, God said in Genesis 1 verse 3, He said, let there be light, and there was light. In Genesis 1 verse 4, God saw the light, that it was good. I know God was referring to the day and the night, but let's just think about ourselves just for a moment. When He examines our hearts, when He examines Matt's life, does He see my light? And does He say that it is good? Does He see me as a light in the darkness? And if He does, is my light significant? Does it really matter if my light shines or not? Think about this quote just for a moment. All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. Could you imagine what the darkness of the world would look like if each one of us, if each Christian, if we would be letting our light shine, if each Christian realized the significance of their light? You see, we could drive out the darkness of this world. We sing a lot of times in our kids, in the little kids' class, this little light of mine. Don't you think your light, your life, your influence, don't ever think that it is insignificant. What can I do? How can I help? Who am I to do things here? You never know who may be watching you. You never know whom you may be influencing. Jesus said, He said, you are the light of the world. The kids, I'm sure, and I'm sure some of you adults, remember a movie, The Lion King. When the dead lion has died, and the son, he runs away, and he lives a life of just folly. But then his dad comes back, and he gives him a message. That's how he's grown up a little bit. He says, you remember who you are. You remember who you are. He wasn't somebody that should be out eating bugs. He was born to be the king. As Christians, we have to remember who we are. We are, as Jesus said, we are the light of the world. Who are we? He said in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14 through 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, it cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So it says, you let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As Christians, we have to remember who we are. We have to remember who we are, and Stuart is going to lead us in this song. So who are you? We are made, as the song says, we're made in the image of God. He created us. We were bought with an awful price. And He says, let your light be bright and ever true. Live so others will see Christ in you. That's who we are. That's who a Christian should be. And as we remember who we are, we ask, who are we? We are, and also in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. He says, you are sons of God. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant. You're no more a servant, but what are you? You're a son. And if you're a son, what do you have? You're an heir of God through Christ. As Christians, we have to remember that we are sons of God. And He says again in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. In John chapter 1, verse 12, He also says, But as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So we are not only the light of the world, but we're also considered the sons of God. And being a son of God, we have that promise that's set before us, that promise of a home of heaven. But with being a son of God, we also have an obligation. We have an obligation in being the light. We have an obligation in being the Son of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 13, Peter says, So prepare your minds for action. So what do we need? Our obligation is preparing our minds for an action. Exercising self-control. Putting all our hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Christ Jesus is revealed to the world. So what must we do? What is our obligation? He says, so you must live as God's obedient children wherever we are in this life, wherever we may go. We have to live as God's obedient children. He says, you don't slip. Don't slip back into those old ways of living, satisfying your own desires. He says, you didn't know any better. In verse 15, He says, but now you must be holy in everything you do. Think about the things that we do. The things you say, where you're at. He says, you need to be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. He says to remember that Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge and He rewards you according to what you do. So you must live. What's our obligation? Our obligation is to live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents, because this life on this earth is not the home in which we desire. It's not the home that we long for. This is just a temporary home that we have. Here we see a picture of a lighthouse off in the distance. And I'll tell you this story about an individual of D.L. Moody. He was holding a meeting, and he related the story of a shipwreck on a dark and tempestuous night, when there wasn't even a star visible in the night. A ship was approaching the harbor of Cleveland, with a pilot on board. The captain, noticing only one light as they drew near, and that was the light from the lighthouse. He could see that one. He asked the pilot, "Are you sure? Are you quite sure that this is Cleveland Harbor?" He said, the other lights, they're not shining. Those other lights are not shining. And the pilot replied that he was quite sure. But they said, where are the lower lights? He did not see them. Where are the lower lights? And he says, they're gone out, sir. Can you make the harbor then? And he said, we must, sir, or perish. So bravely, that day, the old man, he steers the vessel on a course towards safety, but in the darkness of the harbor, he misses the channel. The ship strikes upon the rocks, and in the stormy waters, many lives are lost because the lower lights were not burning. Joseph's going to lead us in this song. Mr. Moody made an appeal to his audience. And he said, "Brothers, the Master will take care of the great lighthouse. Let us keep the lower lights burning." Think about that. Jesus, He is the light. His light is always going to shine. But as we, as Christians, as we need to let our lower lights be shining, just think about if that ship, if those lights had been lit on that coast, that he could have directed that ship into the channel in the correct place because the lights would have been bright. He could have seen the coast instead of running into the coast. Our lights the same way. We have to be the lower lights. We have the great shining light of Jesus. But we, as Christians, we have to be those lower lights to other individuals. The sinners in the world. Those who have lost their way. We have to be that lower light and we have to let it burn brightly. We can't let Satan blow out our light. No matter how hard it gets, we cannot let him blow our light out. We can't get discouraged. Someone said, don't be discouraged. If there's an obstacle before you, he says, just as the Red Sea opened before the Israelites and Goliath fell before David, God will make a way and God will give you victory. You see, we also, as we know that we are the light of the world, as we know that we are sons of God, as we know that we are the lower lights and we have to keep it burning, we also have to remember that the source of our light is Jesus. Jesus said in John 8, verse 12, He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Too many people leave. Too many people quit. Too many people look elsewhere for things in this life. You know, we get out of something what we put into it. What are we putting into our life? What are we putting into our worship? What lights you? What sets you on fire? Is it truth? Is that the fuel the truth is the fuel that's never going to end? Or are we looking for things in this life that are temporary, that temporarily sustain our faith? In Luke chapter 24, we find a story concerning two of Jesus' disciples. And as He appears to them on the road to Emmaus after His resurrection, He says here in verse 27 of Luke chapter 24, "And beginning in the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, He expounded to them in the way of the Scriptures concerning Himself." So here, after His resurrection, He's talking to individuals and He's telling them about Himself. They said, "Stay with us. Stay here with us." And as He's talking with them, and finally their eyes open and they realize that Jesus is with them. But then He vanishes away. And then they say to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us? Didn't our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures?" They knew something. They knew something was in this individual. They knew there was something there, the Scriptures that He was talking. And see, the Scriptures will always point us to the light. It'll always point us to the light source. It'll always point us back to Jesus Christ. And we have to continue to keep our fire lit. We have to continue to light the fire. have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we are the light of the world. We have to remember that we are the sons of God. We have to remember that we are the lower lights. We are that bright and shining light to someone that we have, may have influence over. Someone may not ever know. We have to remember the source of our fire, the source of our light is Jesus Christ. So tonight I hope you remember who you are. In John 6, when the crowds began to leave, because they didn't like what Jesus was saying, they weren't receiving what they wanted to hear, Jesus looked at his apostles. And he says, Will you also go away? In John chapter 6, verse 68, Peter answered, and he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So tonight, let's remember who we are. Who are you? Are you a child of God? Are you a child of Jesus? Have you been buried with Him in baptism? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Have you had your sins completely washed away? If not, do so tonight. What, you may be a child of God. You may have forgotten who you are. You may have forgotten to whom you serve. But tonight, make the necessary corrections as we stand and as we sing, Oh, Why Not Tonight?